Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning, this is Cam Kelly at 6.32 and 96.2 FM with your official midweek wake-up call with Kix 96 Sky Blue City weather. Well, today we have cloud and rain, which then clears to leave us with another 90% risk of heavy rain this afternoon. Highs today 10 degrees Celsius. It is currently 3 degrees Celsius at West Orchard Shopping Centre. And here...
96.2 FM, Kix 96.
Yeah. I'm Kelly. You're smelling. You went to Batman's wedding.
Oh, that's big of you. Your new number one station, Kix 96. Good morning. This is Cam Kelly sitting in for Mark Keane this morning until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, right, most people will be like 1 hour into their working day and I'll have my whole day free. There you go. Mark Keane didn't tell me, actually, when I came in to do this, when I agreed to do this. I wasn't told, bring in your own sugar, otherwise you'll be drinking sugarless coffee all morning long. Oh, good. Oh, happiness, oh, joy. I mean, I don't want to start the day off with a complaint, but I'm not happy. Big news today. Huge, huge news, although the term bent doesn't really apply if you hear what this guy's done. But Ben Taxman, Michael Alcock, he's a cool name, was facing jail last night after accepting sex romps with a stunning blonde hooker as a bribe. Now, the sharp-suited Inland Revenue investigator was found guilty of taking massive backhanders. We're sure they're not the only sort of handers he was taking from wealthy tax dodgers. If you turn to page 2 of The Star, this guy looks like when the judge said he was guilty, he probably turns to him and goes, "Oi, judge, no!"
Don't be blind.
Coventry on Warwickshire's Kix 96. Good morning, this is Cam Kelly. It's currently 19 minutes to 7 o'clock with one of the most uplifting records ever made in the history of the world. That's fantastic. The Lighthouse Family and Goodbye Heartbreak. Would you like £55 tax-free? So no backhanders from any tax dodgers or anything like that, but tax-free cold hard cash. Do you know we can fix that for you at about 7:45 this morning if you would like to partake in the free money megabyte? Haven't got the clip of the song with me right now. I'll make sure that I do have it when we have to play the game. But I'll tell you, Mark Keane is such a secretive little so-and-so. He's bald as well. And he would not, for love nor money, reveal to me what the free money megabyte was. He's really, really secretive about it. He wouldn't let me know until he found out that I'd be sitting in for him. And then he took me into this room, dark, dingy, soundproofed, and padlocked it behind me and said, "All right, but I'm going to play it to you now. And you have to know the answer, but then you can't tell a living soul." So I know who it is. If you can get it right, the clip of this well-known hit song, I'll play you it at around 7:45. If you can name out the title and the artist, the cash, £55, is yours there and then. Can't say fairer than that. Breakfast on 96.2 FM, midweek, February the 19th, 1997, with R. Kelly. Oh, she's got that vibe. Your new number one station, Kix 96, Wednesday morning breakfast, currently 14 minutes to 7. It's Cam in for Kelly. Today, tomorrow, Friday, Monday and Tuesday of next week. I'm not going to say about Mark Keane. He had to take one of those holidays where... Well, you leave on the Wednesday and come back. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, listen, big news today is that Britain's newest TV station, Channel 5, has branded top stars like Cilla Black, Michael Barrymore and Noel Edmonds old and boring. Ooh, don't pull any punches, will you? And is basically putting its hopes of topping the ratings in the hands of sex pop presenters. And they've got pictures of all their presenters here, one of them being Jonathan Coleman. I don't know whether you're aware of who Jonathan Coleman actually is. He does a breakfast show on another radio station somewhere. I'm not that keen on his radio show, but that's just my opinion. There you go. I don't think he's a great fan of mine either. But the thing is that I'm telling you, I don't think he's that bad. It's just, I can't figure out which chin I prefer.
I'm your local...
Coventry on Warwickshire's Kix 96 at 9 minutes to 7 o'clock. Now, I don't know why it is, but people always seem to write to me with their problems. If they've got problems in their love life, financially, whatever you want, they always write to me. "Dear Cam, can you help me out with this, that and the other?" So what we've decided to do, we've decided to exploit people's downfalls for the good of this radio station. So at about time, just after 8 o'clock this morning, we'll go through one of the letters that we got and we'll do our very own dramatisation, our version of how this whole thing happened. Amateur radio, very, very sad, but give it a listen anyway. Thanks for your help. Coventry and Warwickshire's Kix 96 at 5 to 7 on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, the 19th of February, 1997. Good morning, this is Cam Kelly sitting in for Mark Keane in the morning. And the managing director said to me before I sat in for my show, "All right, now Cam, we know how you've got this little fixation with sex and stuff, but please, no sex. Come on, Don't even talk about it. Don't think about it. And I just thought, well, you know, what is the point of coming? It's just, what's the point of coming into work if it's going to be like my home life? You know, it's, where's the fun in that? Come on.
Hi, this is Belinda Carlisle, and there's absolutely nothing going on between me and Cam, no matter what he says.
You're lying. Just get back to bed. I'll be home soon. Trouble I have with that woman, you just wouldn't even know. Coventry and Warwickshire's Kicks 96. The fantastic new single from Chaka Khan. You never miss the water till it's gone. 7 o'clock headlines next. Computer technique. Your new number one station, Kicks 96, 7:07 right now. It's midweek. It's a Wednesday morning with Michelle Gale. And do you know big news? In a scene straight out of TV's Only Fools and Horses, pub reveller Chris Marshall groped a police girl thinking she was a birthday strippogram. As you do. As you do. And just like Del Boy, he was arrested. Chris was said to have put both his hands on the officer's... Well, we'll use the word chest for this morning, I think, yeah. Well, he put his hands on the officer's chest and said, "It's my birthday!" Apparently, just before that, he'd fallen in love with this girl and ended up saying to her something along the lines of, "Raquel is my most favourite name."
Aircheckdownloads.com.